The guy who's speaking Spanish is saying inappropriate things in Spanish.
Hi, and welcome to the Wednesday Night Podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Joe.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Jill.
And I am Craig. Did you forget that I was here, Chris?
And he's wow, even got really, the biggest window.
That's just painful. I'm going to demand a raise.
From now on, Craig goes first.
Ooh.
You've been promoted. And we're coming to you live tonight from Wind Passing, Austria.
Come on.
These are
how names do you come up with this
of real towns in
I'll
the world.
It's the freshest air since rotten eggs.
Cool, refreshing breezes. Wind Passing actually is very interesting because it consists of four towns. So tonight, you viewers get four towns for the price that you've paid for this podcast.
That's a bargain.
Methane, butane.
There are caves and dozens of picturesque mountains, but not too far away, you'll all be very happy to know that I've booked us a cruise on the longest river in Europe.
Uh-huh.
Yay!
Yay. You might have heard of it, the Danube.
Ah, the Danube.
We will, for the rest of the podcast, be observing nature at its best.
From our riverboat cruise?
From our riverboat cruise.
On the Danube.
From Wind Passing, Austria.
Breathe deep, the wind
to,
passing.
What towns are on the Danube? Quick.
No idea.
Breaking Wind.
Well, Black Forest is on the Danube, right?
That's not a town.
I know.
Yeah.
But that's all I could think of.
Okay. Well, we'll come back to you once we figure out some of the towns. We'll shout them out as we pass by them. So you listen
Listen to the whole podcast.
Through the podcast
and
see what towns we pass through. All right. But that's not what we came to talk about tonight. Tonight we have come to talk about Joe. So, Each of us, what is your opinion of Joe? Viewers, call in. Viewers.
Call Craig.
Draw a picture of Joe.
The phone is ringing off the hook.
And send it to theactingmusicproject@gmail.com.
Scotch taped to a crisp $20 bill.
Crisp.
For the gnomes. For the little gnomes.
Joe, what did you bring us tonight?
So I brought an album. I really did bring us an album. Tonight.
He did. He carried it.
A literal album.
So this is the mythological album my favorite Beach Boys song, Good Vibrations, came from.
This is the mythological album.
Yes. So the album doesn't really exist.
So it doesn't.
Even
the you brought
song
an album
exists.
That doesn't exist.
Or did they then make
myths
it?
Myths are true. So
is this a prog thing?
Myths are.
It really, actually, kind of is. So back in 1966, after they did Pet Sounds,
yeah, I've heard of it.
Yep, that's when they did Good Vibrations.
Yeah.
And it was going to go on to an album called Smile.
Yes, we did that album on this podcast.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. This is Smile Revisited.
Oh.
I had a feeling we might have done it before.
Oh, you've got to check the spreadsheet.
If there were a spreadsheet to check.
Now, I can change it really quick to something much more obscure.
Oh, that never happened.
We can do
because I have a stack of albums here.
Smile Redux.
But you have an actual album.
Yes, so this is the album,
no,
Smile.
No, that's a CD.
Well, yeah, CDs can be albums, too.
Do you have reel-to-reel as well?
It's a miniature album.
I see like a full-size.
Oh,
vinyl record.
I've got the records too, even much more obscure.
Oh, excellent. Okay. By the way, Budapest. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Continue.
And so Good Vibrations was going to go on the album Smile, and then it got tabled and never came out. And then 37 years later, Brian Wilson got back together with the guy he was writing with, Van Dyke Parks, and they did a live version of it.
Didn't you go to that?
For a while.
No. You saw Brian Wilson, though.
I saw Brian Wilson just like, I mean, what year are you talking,
2004.
Joe? No, this was like within the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And it was like Pet Sounds 65th, I don't know what.
Oh, I thought anniversary. It was, I thought it was, yeah, okay. 86 would have been its 20th anniversary. Got it.
And then 96.
Right, after that. Yeah, 96, 30. Yeah.
So let's say it was 2016.
Okay.
66.
The 50th.
It's root
50th anniversary of Pet Sounds.
Okay. Quick math.
And I met my friend. That's where I was at the Pops, where you sit at little tables.
Oh,
and that's where I met my friend Lorraine from the UP of Michigan. Shout out to Lorraine.
Lorraine.
She was my table mate, Marquette, Michigan.
Who was holding up their Michigan Andrew's, gloves.
Oh, yeah, the mitten hand.
But you can't see the upper
mitten or midden.
Go ahead. Smile, redux.
What I wanted to talk about is, especially since Brian Wilson had went through some rough times, which is probably part of the reason Smile took 37 years to come out, of times that I was able to make someone smile in the music industry.
Okay.
Oh, so, fascinating.
I think I've mentioned many times that I really wanted to be a rock star for a really long time. And now, as I read all these memoirs and autobiographies and biographies, I realize how bad an idea that would have been.
Just like in general or for you?
For them and...
All of the above.
Oh, okay.
Not an easy life.
Bratislava is beautiful. Beautiful cathedral over there on the shores of the Danube.
And the castle.
Vienna.
Pass the Weissbier.
I'll take a Schmidt.
So one of the techniques that Brian Wilson was pioneering when he did the album was he would record sections of songs and then put the sections together afterwards. So
nobody else did
thousands
that before.
Of hours of tape of little pieces of this and that, and then he would all splice them all together.
That's not how other people work.
No,
they would do like a whole track of saxophone. A whole track of drums.
And they might punch things in, but he would basically, they'd just record it.
He was like, everybody play the first few bars. Yeah.
They just go into a studio and they all jam and they have someone recording them all digitally all the time. And then when something
kind of like
interesting
the Wednesday night
happens,
podcast.
Always be recording.
Yep.
ABR.
Yeah. Very similar, yeah.
Again, not the reason we came here, but to talk about the smile. So what made me think of this is in my collecting albums, I came across a Patrick Moraz album. Patrick Moraz.
Notice our enthusiasm.
Yes.
Who is Patrick Moraz, Joe? We could get all his listeners.
The
album I listened to. Patrick Moraz was the keyboard player for Yes.
For one album.
Relayer.
Wow, look at Craig. Yep.
Nice.
What do I win?
My fellow Yes. Ding, ding, ding.
I can't even tell you who the keyboard player is for Billy Joel's albums.
I think it was
Elton John, isn't it?
He must be Jason Mraz's brother.
Yeah. Billy Joel is Jason Mraz's brother?
You heard it here first.
Fantastic.
This is how rumors get started.
I love when I learn something on the Wednesday night.
Oh, we've already covered rumors.
So when I went to a Yes festival or Yestival.
Was it yesterday?
Yesterday a long time ago.
Yes, sir.
Yesterday's another album. Yeah. But Patrick Mraz is not on that. So they were doing a convention across the street from Madison Square Garden.
Little
tiny venue. But they had a bunch of members of the band there, and including Patrick Moraz. He was only on one album. And so they had an autograph table, and everyone was standing in line to get his autograph with copy after copy of Relayer. And I brought Long Distance Voyager, which is the first Moody Blues album that he did with Moody Blues.
Oh,
and, bet he liked that.
And I did that on purpose because I
least
figured,
favorite band.
We're ticking all the boxes tonight.
This is a yes conference. I like the not Beach Boys. Moody Blues conference. Get out of here. Is that what he said?
That was almost exactly word for word what he said.
I don't know. Yeah, he talks exactly like that.
He's Swiss.
He's actually American.
This is do it again, Swiss.
It's like the cheese. Krampus? Hello, Krampus. I missed Swiss you.
I'm not signing your Moody Blues.
I meant to say too. I was not a Beach Boys fan.
Oh,
but I knew the,
but
the
you
mythology.
Smile for
I knew
him to
the
sign.
Mythology of Smile. So I bought it when it came out, and I listened to it for the first time this week
in preparation
for the podcast. So it's been in my record collection.
So what do you think?
16 years. I loved it. It's really good.
Wow, it's very proggy.
Yes. Yeah.
My favorite song of the album. I know no one asked, but I'm gonna share it with you
on
anyway.
On Smile.
Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock Rollover, I think is the name of the song. Is if you haven't listened to it yet, please, you know, when you're done listening to the podcast, go listen to it. Hey, is that Belgrade up ahead?
Someone check with the gnomes. So
I can see the lights.
No, that's Bratislava.
So I gotta finish my thought, guys.
Welcome to my world, Joe.
So I'm waiting in line, and he was sitting there at this table. He had a big sheet of paper, and he's constantly scribbling. And people would put a record, he'd sign his name, and then pass it on, and then go back to scribbling. He didn't look up a single time. I put down the Moody Blues album, and his head popped up and he smiled.
Good job.
Oh, you caught him.
Oh, wow. And he put a smile on it.
Yes, he did.
That's awesome. So cute.
Wow. Did he not put smiles on other people's?
I don't know. I wasn't paying that much attention. Oh,
that was a scribble that he did.
Did he draw a sphincter by any chance?
A vertical smile.
Oh, jeez.
Thank you for laughing at that one.
You're welcome. Yeah, we're having our own sideshow over here. So I asked about the sphincter because my one and only autograph experience was with Kurt Vonnegut, and I was waiting in line to get his autograph, and I was with a friend of mine, and she said, "Oh, I hope he draws a sphincter like he did on Breakfast of Champions, right? He likes to scribble in his books, right?" And so I'm like, "Yeah, ha ha ha, that's kind of funny." So she goes first, gets the autograph, and then I go up very nervously, "Hi, Mr. Vonnegut." You know, I wasn't even watching him sign it, and I walk away, and I find Lee, and she says, "Did you see? Did you look?" I was like, "What?" I opened it up. "You drew a sphincter."
Oh my god!
That is actually awesome.
Did he do it for hers too?
He did. Oh. He did.
Do you still have it?
Yes, I do.
And that
you
made
still
you
have
smile.
Your sphincter?
I still have my sphincter after all these years. It's not what it once was, but it's still there.
It's loose now.
It's loose and faded.
That's because it's
a faded sphincter.
I think you have a special gift. I can't think of any time that I made a rock star smile.
What about Steve? Didn't you hug it out with Steven Tyler?
I did.
They made
smile.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But that was true love.
Yeah, you guys are making out and scarves intertwined in the scarves.
And
I recall
it was just polite of him to smile as I was untangling from his scarves.
They got caught in your earrings
and rubbing his chiffon blouse. Yeah,
I need a minute.
So one more.
Oh, you have more than one smile?
Yeah, this one is to go with the t-shirt I brought tonight from the band Delane.
That's not a band. Yes. You just design your own t-shirt.
Just grab some spray paint and a black shirt.
They're named after a mythological kingdom in the Stephen King fantasy novel.
Cool.
The Gunslinger?
So much of tonight is mythological.
Tears of the Dragons or something.
Oh, it's all? That.
The band broke up about a year ago, and then they reformed with just the keyboard player.
That's so not a band. Okay. That's just a keyboard player.
So it was a,
well,
it was,
he had sampled all the rest of the voices.
Oh, okay.
Was it Patrick Mraz?
Yeah. That's true. It's I got a thing for keyboard players. So Martin Westerholt. They're Dutch.
And hey, Dutch ain't much.
he reformed and brought in the new singer.
Pat Mahaney.
I think it's Diana Leah.
What?
Pat Mahaney? Is that that's someone's name?
Yeah.
We have to
Did you say Pat Matheny?
Matheny.
I thought it was like a Tamburhaney.
You really knew someone about that. Yes. So on their new album, I happen to know, because I read all the liner notes, that Diana had written the lyrics to one of the songs and maybe co-wrote a second one. But during the concert, they're doing this song, Moth to a Flame, which is on my t-shirt here. And she looked out into the audience and everyone was singing along.
Mm.
You know, and she was found, discovered basically on YouTube, covering Delane songs.
Okay.
on YouTube. And
I thought you were going to say in swaddling clothing in a basket floating in reeds.
Floating down the Danube.
Down the Danube.
Holy Moses.
But she looked out into the crowd, and I feel like she saw me, but she definitely saw us singing along, singing the lyrics that she had written.
Amazing.
And her face just lit up and big smile. And so that was another one. And that's why I chose to buy the t-shirt, because it was just an awesome moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
And well, that sounds like to the album Smile Again.
I made somebody smile.
Yeah. I'm smiling.
Well,
smiling,
which is
just
okay.
About smiling.
Absolutely.
That's why you go. That's why you go to the concerts for the collective we.
Yes.
The collective I.
I think speaking of smiling, everybody should look out the window at this point and see the Bachka Palanka going by.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. I'm sorry that we missed Ulm.
Ulm.
That's everywhere. That's the
right.
Eternal
That
sound.
Is wherever
the
you
Ulm.
Are.
Ulm. That's a city on the Danube.
Oh. I was like, am I on like some kind of weird trip? Like they just started not making sense at all.
This is a weird trip.
It's a long, strange trip. Yeah.
Feeling like Brian Wilson?
I hope that the podcast itself makes many of the rock stars who listen to it smile.
That's right. So, and all of your rock stars, we're available to play your bar mitzvahs and
true,
60th birthday parties
and your brisses. Yeah, I hear Mick Jagger is a big fan and is always smiling whenever he hears Andrew say
Bachka Palanka.
It's backwards, Andrew.
Oops.
It's Cyrillic.
Oh,
what does it say? Is that a hockey player's name?
No, it's Bachka Palanka. It's the town we just floated past.
Oh.
That's fun to say too.
Bachka Palanka. That was my grandmother's Lanka. Name.
That'd be a good prog band name too.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure Joe has heard of that band.
Yes.
And he knows the keyboardist.
And he has the t-shirt.
Pat Mahaney.
Pat Mahaney.
You'll have to get up from the couch.
The combination of Pat Sounds and Pat Mahaney.
Oh, my. And now that Chris has said Pat Mahaney.
It's time to ask what we've learned.
Wait, were we supposed to learn something?
We usually do.
I thought this was for pure entertainment.
I learned that there are a whole heck of a number of towns on the Danube.
Gior.
Funny thing when it's the largest river in Europe.
Largest or longest?
That's right. But it could just, you know, like the Amazon, you never hear of towns on the Amazon.
But it's Europe. There have been towns and cities for thousands of years. Yeah. Amazon
Africa
is,
has been there just as long.
The Amazon the is where now, humans. Chris? In Africa?
South America.
I think you're in denial, Chris.
I didn't say it.
Oh.
Ding, ding, I didn't say Africa, did I?
Okie dokie.
Oh, I did? Oh, never mind.
This is what happens when you always record yourself.
Yeah. I think I can change it
in any way that I want.
I think I'm tripping.
Punching it in.
South America, home to the African river, the Amazon, has been there for a very long time. That's what I learned tonight.
Okay.
Did you taught yourself?
I've got more to say if you need more time.
Oh, I definitely don't need more.
Okay, good.
Well, did you make someone else smile?
Well, someone made me smile. This is why I brought this album. Oh. Does anyone know Andrew Gold?
Make me smile.
Because I bought some of his records because I know that I wanted to buy his records when I was a kid, but I did not remember what he sounds like.
Yeah.
So
I've seen that album.
So I bought a new release from a label called Esoteric Records by the Fraternal Order of the All, which is all Andrew Gold. He did all the instruments and all the vocals, and it's a spoof of the era when Pet Sounds and Smile and the Beatles' Revolver.
So it kind of circles back to that?
Yeah, and it cracks me up. It's really hysterical. But it's also really good. And when I listened to Smile again today, after listening to this album, it was much funnier.
So it made you smile.
If you're looking
more
for some esoteric laughs, check it out. It just got re-released on CD. And I got it from the Amazon, which is what reminded me.
Oh, the Amazon, yeah. The Amazon is a river that delivers packages to your house.
Like overnight.
Amazing.
Is that what they use down there? They just throw the box in the river? And
yeah.
In reeds, a basket of reeds.
Basket.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like it. That's like a good low-tech solution. Well, can that be what I learned, that they deliver packages on the actual Amazon River as well as the Amazon company with electric vans?
They do. They have dugout canoes that snarl up traffic on the Amazon.
Do they make a beeping sound?
People are trying to get past them all the time. And they make their own special little beeping sound when they back up.
Thank you for those renditions.
Yeah, it sounds like the penguin from Batman.
It's our sound effects episode. Come back.
And since Joe has made a sound effect, it's time for Andrew to say,
"Never let her slip away."
Excellent.
Nice.
And we'll see you next week from another exciting location with another exciting album.
When Joe will say,
"Good night, Andrew."
Which he says every week.
Remember, now you have to remember to say that. Okay. Maybe you start with that.
Yeah, so I'll lead with it.
Instead of "I'm Joe." Andrew.
Isn't this where we came in?
Full circle.
Did you get that one? Really? That's really obscure.
I'll just go with yes.
Nope, it's Pink Floyd.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.